last night. Got a feeling that something ain't right. Gotta hear the latest news of the day. What crazy thing did our president say? There's commies to the left of me, Nazis to the right. Here I am listening to Justice and Drew. Here I am listening to Justice and Drew.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you.
Can you dig it?
And I know it's gonna be.
Can you dig it?
No!
News Talk AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. Good morning and welcome to your Thursday edition of Justice and Drew. I am Drew. That man over there, just brimming over with rage, is John Justice.
Hi.
In there pushing our buttons this morning is the lovely, talented, and radiant Sam Santavere. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On the show today...
lots of stuff.
We have lots of
stuff.
Lots of things to talk about. Just us. No guests today.
What the Nerdist podcast calls a hostful.
It is a hostful.
It is
this
not
morning.
Guestless. It is hostful.
We do have tons of news today. More evidence that Hillary Clinton just needs to go away.
Yeah.
We have audio from Hillary Clinton saying it'd be abuse of power for her to be investigated.
Yeah.
She needs to go. She needs to go away.
I agree.
Yeah.
She needs to go away.
Yeah.
But part of her going away is the rest of the world stopping, ceasing to pay attention to her.
True story.
So, I mean, if they're going to launch this independent investigation into the Uranium One deal, then she can't, even if she wanted to go away, she couldn't go away.
Well, and there's a reoccurring theme throughout the show today that's apart from how I'm never going to buy anything and have it ordered to my home. And that is how we need to start learning from mistakes, and people need to be more forthright in letting individuals that they are in contact with know, hey, you need to not be this way. So, by example, Hillary Clinton, we need the Hillary Clintons out there to set the example of how we do not want politicians to be. Mm-hmm. By that same token, you do, in a certain sense, need the situation that we have of the allegations of sexual harassment in the Minnesota State Legislature that we'll get you updated on. Roy Moore, you know, these things have to happen if there is going to be change in... you know, in these different entities, if these things don't get out, they're not going to change. They're going to continue.
Right.
So it's important just as exposure that these things get exposed. So on that front, I'm with you, even though I just want her to go away because she annoys me.
Yeah, I'd be thrilled if I never had to see Hillary Clinton on my TV again. If I never had to hear her name uttered again, it would be fantastic.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. Neither is me buying anything online and having it shipped to my home on the day when it's supposed to get to my house.
Well, it got there, didn't it?
When you says get it on the day it's released, that doesn't mean you get it at the end of the day released.
Still the day.
No, it's the sun had gone down.
So that counts as the night.
The day was now over. The night had arrived, and I didn't have my game. I ordered Battlefront 2 online, and I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to. I was like, nope, I'm going to go to the store, and I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it.
Because you want it in your hand as early as possible in the day.
Not to mention the fact that I paid extra to get it 2 days early, because it officially doesn't come out until Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I had some gift certificates, because I've spent quite a bit of money with this particular entity. We'll just call them Superior Purchases. And so
you can call them out.
Decided to go ahead and order the deluxe version to have it delivered to me yesterday. And I was very much looking forward to having my game delivered to me. Now, I'm also aware, for those that don't game very often and don't realize, that when you get a new game, it requires sometimes several hours of uploading
correct
to the system
correct. You have an Xbox, right?
Yeah, an Xbox
yeah.
One.
Yeah, an Xbox installs the game from the disc. It's
right.
one of the quirky things that I'm pretty sure is just exclusive to Xbox. I don't think the other consoles do that.
Maybe I should buy a different console then.
The other consoles you can play right off the disc, but Xbox, in order to decrease the amount of time the game has to load while you're playing it, you know, right. the loading screens, they install a big portion of the game onto the console, which can take up to an hour sometimes.
Now, we've talked several times about the fact of how I don't necessarily like to order things online, and I like to be able to go to the store, and I like to get them on the day they come out. I like to be in control of those situations. And the last time I did this was when I ordered the latest album from my favorite band, and that also did not come on the day that it came out in the stores that I had already purchased it. So I was tracking, ups all day. I was tracking ups, and ups had told me...
UPS.
Ups had told me... That it was out for it had been out for delivery since like 9 o'clock. What was this guy doing all day?
Other deliveries. He's got a route, and your house happens to be late in the day on that route.
Should not have been late in the day
but
on
that's
my
his
route.
Route. He should have changed his route.
He should have known that he was delivering me a game that I wanted to play. That even when it finally arrived, was anticlimactic because it was 6 o'clock at night. And Kyle comes bounding down the stairs. Dad, I got your game. I'm like, yeah, that's great. And it's going to take all my
days already
to load for crying out loud.
I can just picture you sitting in front of your computer screen on the UPS page, just refreshing.
Yeah, you're not far off the mark. Like, Melinda rarely goes and shows like sympathy for me for anything. She just doesn't. She's just not that kind of person. We're a very good balance of two people because I'm overly emotional and she is lacking a lot in that department, right? Jeez. But even yesterday, she came downstairs and had the most sympathetic face. Like, man, I really feel bad for you.
Are you sure
you're not?
Are you sure you're not mistaking that for just like a sad face? Like, oh. My husband is
no, no. I've been married to her long enough. I know the faces. So hey, ask me what time I got up. How much earlier I got up this morning?
Did you get up early this morning so you could play Battlefront before the show?
Well, I did, but I still got problems. Because I don't know how to navigate the menus yet, and options that I haven't, and then I had to push it aside because I got to focus here.
You have a job to do.
I know, right, you know, and I just so it's. And then
you want to go home early today?
Sometimes that's no, I don't. I mean, I do, but I don't.
Yeah, that's the problem. Not a problem. I mean, it's not. I don't. It doesn't bother me. It's never bothered me. I know what times I get deliveries from Amazon. To my house or whatever, you know, I know what time the mail comes. I know what time, they have a route and they're going to hit your house pretty much at the same time every day, unless that route changes.
No, they've never been that late before. I'm not ordering anything online ever again.
I don't believe you.
I'm good. I'm going to be the one person to keep the stores open.
But didn't you still get it earlier than if you had gone in to buy it at the store? Because I thought that it comes out in the store on Friday.
It comes out to the store tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I've lost an entire day now of early purchasing playing.
You own it for the rest of your life. It's yours now.
These are all things I realize.
Yesterday's done.
Get that. I know. And I was really...
Just pretend that today is Wednesday.
I can't lie to myself like that.
I think you can.
I can't. I know all those things.
Just be like,
okay.
Oh my gosh, I got the mail before. I got back from work.
I am sitting here fully realizing how irrational and ridiculous I'm being, but it doesn't change the fact that I wanted to play my game yesterday and I couldn't.
And then all day.
I know how your
head works. You plan your life out and mm-hmm. you have like, okay, I'm going to do this and then I'm going to do this and then I'm going to do this and I'm going to leave myself plenty of time to do these other things that I want to do.
Yep.
So I know that all week long you've been looking forward to Wednesday.
Yep. And I just watched that clock just ticking down all day long. Every hour that went by was
couldn't
like
come up with something else.
Another hour. I tried. I went to play the old game, but I just was mad because I wanted. I was like, "This is the old game." And then I was playing bad, and so I was getting clobbered. That was ticking me off because I was all annoyed. So finally I gave up and went and read a book.
I don't believe you.
I did.
That's fake news.
I absolutely did. I'm not kidding you. I did. I went and read a book.
Angry reading.
I need a break. Sam, you know, things scoured.
They are.
Okay.
I was going to give you a tip because, you know, you can have the post office hold your package for you so you can just go pick it up. You don't have to wait for them to take it out to delivery. Did you realize that at any point?
That would have been great information yesterday.
651-989-5855.
Makes me no good now.
Sam has scoured the internet. We'll bring you the top five things you need to know coming up next.
Justice.
Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. 103.5 FM, Justice Andrew, along with Sam. Use that hashtag TCNT on Twitter. You can also give us a call, 651-989-5855. Before we get to Sam's top five this morning, TMZ, apparently, Charles Manson is in the hospital. Yeah, he's still alive. As one a source familiar with the situation says, it's not going to get any better for him. Apparently, it's just a matter of time.
Gosh darn.
I know.
I'm so sad.
All the bummers. The 83-year-old Manson lays covered in blankets, looks a sheen. Sources say his health has been steadily deteriorating. And as they put it to TMZ, said it was just a matter of time.
Well, that's true for all of us.
True story. Yeah. And he didn't. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Was he waiting for a game to be delivered?
He just yeah. Early in, at least by noon,
laying in the hospital.
At least.
You should have just taken yourself to the hospital.
At least by noon. That's all that I'm saying. I would have just gone to the store on my way home. That's what I would have done.
The store didn't have it. Right?
Well, no, they could have. I could have gone the other route if I hadn't gone the route that I did. But it said, have it delivered to your home on, you know, you 3 days early. That's not 6 o'clock at night. I'm sorry. 3 days early. I'm sorry. My cutoff was like one. I'd be like, okay, fine. It's one. You know, that's fine.
5 hours late.
Maybe 1:30. But it's like, I even asked Melinda at one point in time. Yeah, Charles Manson may die. Okay. I even asked Melinda at one point. I said, does UPS even deliver at night? Because I've never seen a UPS guy come late at night. I didn't know if it was like a safety issue. I don't even know if their brown trucks have lights on them, for crying out loud.
Yes, I believe they do.
Maybe like NASCAR race cars, for all I know.
No, if they were like NASCAR race cars, you would have gotten your game.
True story right there. Hey, by the way, Manson, just right back to Manson real quick. He didn't kill anyone, right? I mean,
I don't know.
I'm about 90% sure that he just inspired everybody around him
people to
do it. Yeah.
I really don't know. I've never looked into the Manson story. It's never been of any interest to me.
I was very familiar with it at a younger age, but that knowledge is lost on me. He does fall into an interesting category, though, in my opinion, where we talk about those iconic celebrities that just don't really exist. There's a few, but not like we used to have. When we talk about your Billy Joels and your Elton Johns or your Tom Petty's,
sure,
right, your Prince's, you kind of have a similar thing when it comes to individuals like Charles Manson. I'm trying to think of somebody like
the fascination of the serial killer and turning him into kind of a celebrity.
Those that are still there who still exist, you just don't really. You don't. There isn't anybody sitting in jail right now that I can mentally sit back and go, he's like a modern day, you know, sort of Manson.
And that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing. I think part of that is the way law enforcement agencies handle things and handle like serial killers or things like that. I think they make it a point now. It's part of their media strategy to not let them get elevated to a certain point,
right,
to a certain status.
Well,
and they become sort of this cult figure.
Well, and not to go too deep right now, because I know we need to get to the top five. But with that, it's interesting because when you were saying that, I was thinking, yeah, we're way more likely now to, when it's somebody who's really, really off, you know, off their rocker, to go and point them out and identify them. Somebody who's like a Manson, who was way, you know, back then. he could do what he did in a much different scenario than somebody trying to do what he did now. And yet, we do have circumstances now where you have things in society that shouldn't be taking place that have really still gone under the radar that are now, when you look at all the sexual harassment mm-hmm. going on. It is kind of surprising to think a lot of people have not been talking about this and have let it fall by the wayside and just, oh, that's just how blankety blank is. Yeah. And that's really, really unfortunate. And I hope that through all of this, and we'll get into more of it later on with Roy Moore and the latest news to come out of the Minnesota State Legislature, but I hope that the end game with this is that people will be much more likely to speak up, and there will be less concern over repercussions if you do.
Less tolerance for that type of behavior and less repercussions and spinning it back onto the person who made the allegation.
Yep.
Sam has been in there scouring the internet. We have the top five stories that she thinks you need to know right now.
Number one.
Marco Rubio is trolling Trump over his water grab during an Asia speech.
If anybody has grounds to troll Trump over this, it's Marco Rubio.
Yeah.
He's the one. Everybody else, shut up. Let Marco Rubio have this.
let him have his moment. From the Hill, Senator Marco Rubio mocked President Trump for his awkward reach for a drink of water during a Wednesday television address, comparing it to his own famous hydration break during a 2013 TV appearance. Rubio tweeted, similar, but needs work on his form. The full tweet read, similar, but needs work on his form, has to be done in one single motion, and eyes should never leave the camera, but not bad for his first time. Trump pointedly paused during his speech recapping his 12-day trip to Asia to take a drink of water from a bottle, clips of which quickly went viral on social media.
And as far as I can tell, that's the only thing that happened in that speech.
Right. Yeah.
That's the only... I didn't get to see the speech. I was occupied while it was happening, so I hopped online. I was like, okay, you know, I knew he was giving an address, and I wanted to see what he said. Could not find like an adequate recap of the speech.
No.
It was just all, oh, he drank water.
Oh. He did something every human does every single day.
If you go to TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com and the Justice and Drew page, you can see the video, because it is the only video you could find. It's just the moment where he was like, he wanted water. Oh, I don't have any water. Oh, they got him water, and then he drank.
And then he drank the water. Yeah. It was an epic tale.
I do have a take on why everybody freaks out about this. Okay. It's that, I don't know if it's movie mentality, but it's the breaking of expectation.
Yeah.
When somebody is giving a speech, we are so programmed to have that be a very specific way and certain things that don't happen. Mm-hmm. And stopping to drink water.
Especially out of a bottle.
It's just mentally you go, wait, that's not supposed to.
Right.
That's not supposed
to
happen.
It's like you went off script.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're, because everything's a TV show, right? If it's on TV, your brain processes it all kind of the same.
Right.
Whether it's a live breaking news event or an episode of Friends, it really doesn't matter. And it would be like Joey, you know, stopping down in the middle of a line at the coffee shop to go off set, grab something from off set and bring it on and take a drink of water out of that.
Well, let's take it one step further. If you had, we'll use the Friends analogy. If they're all in the coffee shop, if they're all in Central Perk and they're sitting around the couch, yeah, and one of them gets up and says, I'll be right back, I'm going to use the restroom. And there's no
conversation stopping.
Yeah, if there's no addressing of it on the show, it would be like, as a viewer, you'd be like, what in the hell just happened? Because it would be the most normal thing ever for somebody to do.
We'll finish this conversation when Chandler returns.
Yeah, it would be.
Now let's just sit here and sip our coffee casually and enjoy our
time. In Ocean's 11... You don't make a huge deal out of it, but it is funny because you notice it. It's like the scenes with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
He's eating through the whole movie.
He's always got food in his hand, yeah.
And it's really kind of awkward when you watch it because you just don't see that unless it's been set up for that to happen. You just don't see somebody sitting there, you know, munching on fries.
The coverage of this, people are making a big deal about Trump having mocked Rubio for taking the drink of water when he was doing the response to the State of Union address, right? And he stopped and took a sip of water. You would think now that this happened that Trump was the only person who ever made fun of Rubio for that.
Right.
Like, everybody railed on him. The media had a field day with it. It was a bigger story the next day than the actual State of the Union.
Well, and make no mistake, Rubio looked really weird when he did it. Because he's
awkward.
He kept staring because he did that move where he just kept staring at the camera. You know, and he was like, well, dude, you could look. It was all like creepy. It was like it was that uninterrupted eye contact while they went to go get the bottle of water. You know, it was so weird.
At the time, Trump had tweeted Marco Rubio took that drink. He had tweeted, "Next time Marco Rubio should drink his water from a glass as opposed to a bottle." Would have much less negative impact.
Yeah. Look, people made jokes about Rubio doing it, which I thought was dumb. People, you know, and now everybody's acting like Trump relentlessly harassed Rubio for months and months and months about this. When
it's one tweet.
Yeah, you can find like one tweet, one line maybe here or there. And it wasn't like everything. Trump was the only one who did it.
So weird.
Yeah, it's all dumb.
Number two.
Police found the body of the California gunman's wife hidden under the floor of his home. From the Associated Press, the wife of a gunman who went on a shooting rampage in a Northern California town was found dead inside their home, raising the death toll from the attack to 5. Investigators discovered the body of Kevin Johnson or Jansen Neal's wife hidden under the floor. They believe her slaying was the start of the rampage. Neal shot and killed 4 other people and wounded 10 at different locations around the rural community of Rancho Tahama Reserve. Police later shot and killed him. At the time of the attack, the gunman was out on bail after he was charged with stabbing a neighbor earlier in the year. Others had complained about him firing hundreds of rounds from his house, and the assistant sheriff acknowledged officers had visited the home, yet Neal was free and able to use a semi-automatic rifle and 2 handguns on Tuesday to shoot 14 people, including at an elementary school, before he died in a shootout with police. It's not clear what the terms of Neal's bail were and whether he would have been allowed to possess and fire the weapons on his property at the end of a dirt road in Rancho Tahama Reserve. But his many contacts with authorities raised questions of why he was out of custody and able to get on the 45-minute rampage. 2 of his neighbors were killed in the apparent act of revenge before he went looking for rampage victims, and or random victims.
Without knowing whether or not this would have made any difference at all, and putting this with the other conversations that we're having this morning, we need to, as people, do such a better job of communicating with other individuals without having to worry about whether or not you feel like you're being rude or you're stepping out of line. If you have concern over somebody or somebody's behavior, find somebody to talk to. Get a consensus of people around you about whether or not something needs to be done. And it just seems so often that people are so apt to not want to, you know, go and get involved and talk about things and let things slide. And I don't know if it would have changed anything, but it seems like another circumstance where the individual looked like, on the surface, he was incredibly dangerous and nothing was done.
You got to get involved in your community. You got to get involved in your neighborhood. I'm as guilty of this as anyone else. We've talked about it a bunch on the show at various times, but we have, in a lot of ways, lost that sense of community, lost that sense of neighborhood, of getting to know your neighbors, talking to them, having relationships, and maybe, possibly, if that had happened here, there would have been an opportunity to intervene, or maybe this guy wouldn't have spiraled as far out as he ended up spiraling.
Yeah.
Number 3.
A Republican poll has Moore 12 points behind Democrat Jones from The Hill. Alabama GOP nominee Roy Moore is polling 12 points behind his Democratic opponent Doug Jones in the wake of allegations that Moore had initiated a sexual encounter with a minor. And that's according to a poll from the Senate GOP's campaign arm. Hmm. The National Republican...
That's not good.
No.
I had mentioned yesterday that I thought... That I'd seen a headline that said Moore was ahead, so I imagine there are different polls that maybe have some different results, but I did see that headline yesterday. But yeah, yesterday it started coming out. If the Senate GOP's campaign arm is putting out this poll that Moore is 12 points behind, I mean, they are pushing him away and trying to get as far away from this guy as they possibly can.
Right. It is the National Republican Senatorial Committee's poll, which was obtained by The Hill, found that Jones was leading Moore by a double-digit margin, 51-39%. The polling was conducted the day after the Washington Post reported on the allegations. The survey also found that Moore's favorability has dropped to 35% compared to an NRSC poll from October that had him at 49%. Moore's polling lead and favorability have declined since the 2 NRSC polls conducted prior to the allegations. Surveys from early October and early November had the former state Supreme Court Chief Justice leading by 16 points and 9 points, respectively. The release of the poll comes days after the NRSC removed its name from a joint fundraising committee that would help fundraise for more with other GOP groups ahead of the December 12th special election.
Coming up right around 7:20 this morning, we'll talk a little bit more about this, and we'll save it for then. But, Drew, I don't know if you've seen it yet. And if you have, just hold on to it. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, they have another option at play here. This is beyond the Jeff Sessions one that we'll talk about. I don't know if they're going to be able to pull it off. And again, we'll tell you right around 7:20. If they were, it's pretty interesting what they want to do. So we'll save it for a little bit later on.
We are going to wrap up the rest of Sam's top five on the other side of this break. Numbers 4 and 5, the things that you need to know, coming up on Twin Cities News Talk.
Justice.
Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, 103.5 FM, 651-989-5855 is the phone number. The hashtag is TCNT on Twitter.
As more of an FYI, and we'll talk about this next hour, but the Minnesota Supreme Court today is expected to rule in the Dayton legislature dispute, barring a leak. Which doesn't, you know, which only happens with the Trump administration in Washington, D.C., apparently. It's funny how that creeps into it, though, because when I saw the story, I was like, oh, do we know how they're going to rule? And then I was like, why would I know how they were going to rule? And then you have this mentality out of Washington where, you know, oh, they're going to announce this, and then this is what they're going to say, because somebody has leaked it. It doesn't always happen and shouldn't happen, right. So... we don't know how they're going to rule. We just know by 10 o'clock today we're supposed to get some type of ruling.
Yeah. They're very rudely waiting till the show's over.
I was very upset about that as well.
Yeah, I know. I saw 10 o'clock and I was like, really?
Pretty irritated by that.
I was hoping a little earlier.
I was hoping it was Eastern. I was like, well, we can go a little longer at 9. And I was like, no, not the case.
Why would it be Eastern?
Because I get used to now. Hold on. Before you, I look like a complete idiot, okay? Every single weekend, I check the full NASCAR schedule and it's always Eastern. So I have to back everything up an hour. So that's why when I see a time, I just assume standard. Whenever I set interviews for the show,
that drives me nuts.
I always set them to Eastern because I want to be.
It confuses me every single time.
I want to be nice to people who don't understand the time differences. So I figured it's just easier if I do the math for them and I set it for.
Yeah.
So every time I schedule Daveed or Essie or Katie, I always do it on Eastern time.
And then at least twice a week, I go, wait, we already have an interview. Oh, no, wait, he's. Okay. He's double booked. No, he hasn't.
Yeah. See, now this is one of those times where if it's a problem, you should tell me.
It's literally 1 second out of my life. It's not that big a deal.
I do get a little bit of joy at the fact that you actually do realize that. That makes me happy.
We did leave off at in the midst of Sam's top five things that you need to know for a Thursday.
Number 4.
Trump is going to lift a ban on importing elephant trophies from Africa.
What?
So random.
Why?
So random.
Has this been a problem? Like in the is like our economy lagging because of the lack of elephant trophies being imported?
It sounds like more like the economies of Zambia and Zimbabwe are lacking.
Right, and it, before you get rolling on it, this is one of those where I bet there was a list of things that Trump went and signed off on, right? Because he does have to sign off on things. I bet there was a list of different items. This was one of them. And there was probably a group, and Sam will get into it, that thought this was necessary. And so he signed off on it, and then the media grabbed it. Oh, he wants to kill elephants!
He hates elephants!
He wants to kill elephants. They'll remember.
Well, the story from Fox News. The Trump administration on Wednesday announced that it will issue permits for elephant trophies from Zambia and Zimbabwe, reversing a 2014 ban under President Obama. A U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service official told ABC News that the agency received new information from the countries that the move would benefit conservation in the area.
And that's one of the aspects of this big game hunting that everybody who gets all upset and freaks out about it, they always miss it, they always overlook it, or they always intentionally ignore it. These are good for these countries, and these countries do a good job of protecting and conserving these creatures, and this is not going to wipe elephants off the face of the earth.
The FWS statement said legal, well-regulated sport hunting as part of a sound management program can benefit the conservation of certain species by providing incentives to local communities to conserve the species and by putting much-needed revenue back into conservation.
That's the big part right there.
Yep.
These well-regulated, very controlled big game hunts bring in massive amounts of revenue to these countries that they then go use to provide, you know, more conservation and more protection for these species.
The Elephant Project tweeted, reprehensible behavior by the Trump administration. 100 elephants a day are already killed. This will lead to more poaching. But actually, how would it lead to more poaching if people are actually doing it legally now? Right.
That's the thing. Yeah. When you take away the black market aspects of it, you take away a lot of the incentives to go out and
exactly.
poach. Yeah.
Exactly.
The same department under Obama determined in 2015 that importing the trophies would not benefit the species in the area. The National Rifle Association praised the FWS decision yesterday. The paper reported that that elephants, valued for their tusks, have been on the threatened species list since 1978. Chris Cox, the executive director of the National Rifle Association's Institute for Legislative Action, said by lifting the import ban on lion trophies in Zimbabwe and Zambia, the Trump administration underscored the importance of sound scientific wildlife management and regulated hunting to the survival and enhancement of game species in this country and worldwide.
Well, and it falls under that idea that, you know, I think for most people, you know, they would rather not see, you know, the husks harnessed and then to be trophies. And, you know, and most people feel that way when it comes to that. But that is not the reality of what takes place in these countries. That's not. And by limiting it and having certain aspects of it, like what were in place, it does more harm than good in the face of reality. This is going to happen regardless. And so it's a good move.
The people that want to go out and hunt elephants, they're going to go out and hunt elephants. And if they have to break laws to do it, you know, some of them will.
Yep.
And that's the problem. So you want to accept the reality that people like to hunt certain people like to hunt big game. And then make it as, you know, legal, safe, and protect the species as much as possible by keeping it pretty well regulated and out in the open and not on the black market.
I want to take a quick moment and mention. So yesterday I found Cracked.com. You guys are familiar with Cracked. They put these videos out often on all kinds of different, from pop culture to news items. And they put a video out yesterday about how horrible and awful PETA is. And it was a follow-up video to their original video, which PETA forced them to take down. It is up on the Justice and Drew page at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. We'll tweet it out later on. When the show's over and you got 9 minutes to spare, this is not a conservative website by any stretch. Cracked.com isn't. Whenever they go into politics, they are very, very either left or centered left. But here you have an organization that leans that way, that put together this 9-minute video just destroying PETA on almost every single level. It was really, really eye-opening. I would encourage everybody to go and check it out when you get a chance.
Number 5.
After a lost World's Fair bid, Bloomington is pondering what to do with all that land.
Hey, Amazon.
There you go.
I've got this idea for a giant mall.
From the Star Tribune, after Minnesota lost its bid yesterday to host the 2023 World's Fair, Bloomington officials began to turn the question about what the city might do with the land it had planned to buy for the event.
So it hadn't bought it yet.
Correct.
So, okay, hold on. I can solve this for them. Don't buy it.
Good idea.
Okay. All right.
I know.
Good top five,
done.
Sam. Well done.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. You know, just for time's sake, we'll read the rest of it.
Because we are a talk show.
Yes. So let's talk. The city had agreed to the $32.3 million purchase of Spruce Shadows Farm, a 59-acre farm south of the Mall of America, as the main site for Expo 2023. But delegates from the Bureau International des Expositions in Paris decided instead yesterday on Buenos Aires, Argentina, for the 2023 fair. Coming in second was Poland. Bloomington Mayor...
We lost to Poland?
Yeah, dude.
Right?
Almost as bad as losing to Newark.
Dang.
The Bloomington mayor was in Paris for the vote, said the city may decide to terminate its purchase agreement with the family that owns the farm.
Yeah.
May? Terminate!
Sounds like a no-brainer.
The city has until November 30th to cancel the deal. The sale was contingent upon being selected for the expo. That's according to the Bloomington mayor. Since we don't have an immediate development or use for that property, we'll probably let it go back. I sure hope so. Looking at $32.3 million.
Yeah, seriously. Well,
that you don't have to spend.
We said we were going to. It's like, I just got to buy it now. We'll do a Halloween maze next year.
We're
going to
be really sad if we don't buy it. We want to make them sad.
The city council and Port Authority, an economic development arm of the city, will decide what to do at a joint meeting on November 27th. If they cancel the purchase, the city likely would lose the $75,000 that it put down to hold the property. Port Authority,
that's going to be the crux of it. That's going to be the justification that they use. It's going to be the light rail argument all over again. Well, we've already spent $75,000,
so we might as well
go ahead and throw in the other. What's another $31 million? No, it's on top of that.
I mean, that's still almost $32 million, right? No.
No, yeah. 32.3, but yeah, I'm assuming the 75,000 is
part of that. Yeah.
Would be applied to that,
that's
it's a drop in the bucket.
$75,000 is nothing compared to $32.3 million.
It's the mental jump they have to do that they can't get over. And it's like the light rail. It's one thing when they're wasting money by spending it, right? They don't care when they're spending the money, even though we all see it as it being wasteful. What they don't like to do is then spend money and actually have it on them that they wasted it.
Right, yeah.
So they can't, it's so weird that they can't make that jump. It's like, no, you waste money and other people's money all the time. This is a circumstance where we're okay if you lose the $75,000.
Yeah, go ahead.
But they can't make that jump to say, well, then we're really wasting it as opposed to just wasting it.
I think they'll end up backing out on the deal. I really do. But if they don't, if they just buy it for the sake of buying it and say, well, we'll come up with some sort of development plan for it. Oh man, if I lived in Bloomington, I would be so furious with that decision.
It sounds like they're doing the sort of slow breakup. You know, that's what it sounds like. It's like, I know we did. And by the way, if you were the and you shouldn't have to do the slow breakup in this case, because if you put the $75,000 down, right, they got that money already. If I were the property owners, I'd be like, yeah, man, go ahead. Because you're just going to get somebody else to come in and purchase the property. Probably not at $32 million.
Probably not.
No, but it'll sell. Yeah. Somebody will buy it. That's a great location.
Yeah, suddenly, like, all the folks at Spruce Shadows Farm are calling the city council, and it's just going to voicemail. Texting them, and it's like not getting a text back, you know. I just saw the bubbles. I saw the little bubbles and dots.
The text never came over, and the bubbles disappeared. Maybe it's a problem with their phone.
I'm not opening my Facebook message.
Do I message them back and say, like, I know you, I saw you were writing something. Why didn't you? Not drawing from personal experience.
Hashtag too relatable.
Hey, Sam, good job.
Thank you.
Stellar top five, Samantha. Well done.
Thanks.
Out of the Associated Press, a half a dozen Democrats yesterday introduced articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump, accusing him of obstruction of justice and other offenses.
Good luck with that.
Long shot effort stands little chance in the Republican-led House. Look, Trump's popularity has deep, deep roots in opposition. This just, when stories like this comes out, this just, it takes away, like, to me, if you're sort of keeping score. Like, if you had something, like, legitimate to criticize Trump over, you know, Democrats go introduce articles of impeachment, and it takes away that legitimate one. Well, you know, that was kind of dumb what he said on Twitter, but they're trying to impeach him, so I'll give it a pass.
This is going to be their version of repealing Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
When President Obama was in the White House, and you had a Republican Congress, and they would throw together these half-baked bills to repeal Obamacare, knowing it wouldn't go anywhere, knowing it would never pass. Expect this story to pop up every few months through the entirety of Trump's administration.
I do think it has a different impact, though. I do think in Trump's case, it benefits Trump more than it benefited then President Barack Obama when they did that. I just feel like people are quick to go and to defend him at any opportunity. And so when they do this, and I totally agree with you, it's not going away, nor is it ever going to have any kind of legs where it'll stick. But I do think that it benefits Trump more than it benefited Obama when Republicans did it with Obamacare.
651-989-5855 is the phone number. The hashtag TCNT on Twitter. Rob, friend of the show, Rob tweeted a hilarious gif of Trump mocking Rubio on the campaign trail.
I want to go see it.
Water.
I want to go see it now.
Very funny.
All right, coming up, I got a couple of items we got to dive into. We do have DFL leaders who came out again saying they've asked Senator Dan Schoen to resign. There's no way to force him out. We'll give you the latest on that. U.S. Representative Betty McCollum says she once had to fend off a lawmaker's advance in a very weird way.
Mm-hmm.
Very old school. That came out of the 1950s. Right? And then our adopted senator, Ron Johnson, says he's going to oppose the tax bill.
Mm-hmm.
But is he? The details are in the story, and we'll give it to you coming up.
Broadcasting on AM 1130, 103.5 FM, 100.3 HD2, and worldwide on iHeartRadio. This is the Twin Cities News Talk Station, KTLK AM, Minneapolis.